Watch, border crossers arrive at Kamala Harris's house as Title 42 ends. By John Binder on May 12, 2023. Border crossers and illegal aliens arrived at Vice President Kamala Harris's Washington, D.C. residence as President Joe Biden has ended Title 42, the authority used at the United States-Mexico border to stem waves of illegal immigration. On Thursday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R. sent about 70 border crossers and illegal aliens on two buses to Harris's residence at the Naval Observatory. Harris, as has been the case in the past, did not greet any of the new arrivals. Most of the border crossers and illegal aliens traveled to the United States-Mexico border from Venezuela in the hopes of being released into American communities as Biden has ended Title 42, one of the administration's last few border controls, which has helped remove close to 3 million illegal aliens at the border since mid-2020. It is both a sad and tragic day when a government official uses migrants as a pawn for political purposes, Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said of the migrant buses arriving at Harris's residence. Already, Washington, D.C., a sanctuary city, has put hundreds of border crossers and illegal aliens into free hotel rooms while the city's homeless population is left on the streets and in city shelters. In only 4 months, D.C. residents have had to foot an $8 million bill to provide housing, food, and care for border crossers and illegal aliens arriving in the city. As Breitbart News reported, Title 42's end could see 400,000 border crossers and illegal aliens arriving at the border every month. Migrants are forming long lines along the border in the hopes of being released into the United States interior. Many are looking for jobs or fleeing crime, neither of which is a valid claim for asylum in the United States. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.